This is Doug Hamilton, character guy.
With voices starting at the littlest pixie and going who knows where.
We really got our thing together, didn't we, baby?
I'm not putting up with any more trouble from you or from your pet iguana poncho.
The competition are the enemy. Wade into them. Snap their lasers. Shoot them in the Camry.
I'm very sorry.
That's it! Everyone in the truck!
And get us some more of those great Coney dogs.
National Coney Island, where dinner time is fun time for the whole family.
You're at $2,000. You've used up all of your lifelines. Your phone a friend was a disaster. And now you want to continue? Is that your final answer?
Your friends call your old car bomber. You call it transportation. Your dog calls it home.
Complicated philosophical questions. Our first caller is...
We'll get him, no worry.
Thank you, I am most certain.
Let's talk with young Bart about the thrilling rides here. Bart? Bart?
Ow!
Bart!
Why, you little...
Closed probes do have their place in a sales presentation. They help to create a clear picture of a customer's needs by obtaining specific information.
We're here at this weed-infested lawn with a highly sensitive microphone to interview this lawn pest.
Hey, us insects are sensitive too. The name's Butch.
Well, if we don't get some new sales in here pretty near quick, I'll have to go back to giving accordion lessons again.
Hi, Trudy.
Oh, hi, Marvin.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I have a Valentine's gift for you.
Oh, what is it?
It's TJ Cinnamon's original gourmet cinnamon rolls.
Hey.
Fast trip to the zoo for you folks.
That's right.
Oh, have you seen the bearded mongoose exhibit?
A goose with a beard?
I say, the natives sound quite hospitable at this National Coney Island.
All right, now this is good, but there's no reason to get huffy. Let's just get up under the hood, pull the air cleaner cover, and take a look.
He's always picking on me. I don't like it.
Just because I live in a jungle doesn't mean I have to be a savage.
My name's Friday. It was a Monday. My partner and I were assigned to find office supplies. His name, Frank Thursday.
Joe?
Yes, Frank.
Is a stakeout like a cookout?
Duck your head!
What was that?
An arrow, mister. Ever since great-granddaddy riled him up, the Sioux have had a powerful dislike for us custers.
Okay, I'm Swami Big Joe McJoe, sports prognosticator, predicting this year's American League pennant winner.
Anyone looking for a new car is a potential lease customer.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
To save money, it's the only website to check out.
Say the secret word and win an extra kick in the pants.
What?
That's a secret word. We used to give away money, but this is much more fun.
Why spend 2.5 hours in a hot car with a load of screaming kids to go to a distant amusement park?
We find the whole thing rather despicable.
Like you never used brass knuckles to close a deal.
This is Twitch, your one-minute critic. Okay, tonight on TV 50, we got Sylvester Stallone in First Blood. Nuclear. It's the first Rambo flick, dude. Awesome.
Fabulous. It's another world.
The emu, Mr. Knowledgeist?
Yes, the great flightless bird of the semi-arid grasslands of Australia, Dromaeus Know by Hollandai, his call is sweet.
Mr.
Scrack.
Mr. Knowledge.
I must see one before they're extinct.
He's a metropolitan Detroit advertiser who says he's not losing any sleep over the paper strike, and he says, if you're a Detroit advertiser, you shouldn't either.
Yes, it's true. I used to work in a major department store, and yes, it's true. I priced the clothes so outrageously high that when I put the stuff on sale, it sold for what it should have cost in the first place. I didn't want to do it, but they made me.
We're going to go down there in a squad car and round them all up and throw them in the back.
Thunderstorms hit, and Main Street has become Main River. People are rowing in the streets or staying home and ordering dinner from Domino's Pizza.
And now the Oil Dispatch Drive-Through Oil Change presents the continuing story of Oil My Children.
I'm Jack Diamond, a sales consultant, and this is Jessica Montblanc, the breathy yet entrepreneurial-minded manager of the Hardware Emporium down the street.
I never liked the cigar.
What do you think, Paul?
It's good, Dave.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you very much.
And don't forget to ask your server for a 20-year anniversary trivia card and wooden nickel good for a free appetizer or dessert.
Did he say free food?
That's right, free food!
Thank you for listening, and for your kind consideration of Doug Hamilton on your next project.
Gotcha. So then, celebrity voices were impersonated then, eh? Okie doke.